طيب، إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Indeed, the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our sixth session, reading from Ashru Qawa'id fi Tazkiyat al-Nafs, 10 principles concerning purification of the soul, by Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin al-Abad al-Badr, hafidhahum Allah, may Allah protect and preserve both of them. Tonight, we're going to take the fifth principle. And before we look at this principle, inshallah, we're going to review quickly some of the points that we discussed last week. The fourth principle in questionnaire study guide number 5. The first question being, what is al-qa'ida al-rabi'a, the fourth principle related to purification of the soul? What is the fourth principle related to purification of the soul? Naam, Musa. نعم اتخاذ الأسوة وال نعم والقدوة الأسوة والقدوة. What is the meaning of this? Somebody else. What is the meaning of this? نعم يا عبد الحق. طيب, taking the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم as a perfect example and model. يعني looking to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم as the example to be followed, the model that we should mold ourselves after. And this is a fundamental of Islam that the people of Sunnah pay attention to. And it is important that we pay attention to it in enacting it, in acting upon it, not just in espousing it as a principle or a theory. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's our example, he's our model in everything in life. Question number 2, mention the previous 3 qawaid. Principles presented by the author Hafidhah Allah. Previous 3 principles. Number 1, the first principle, Al-Qaidatul Ula, Shu'ayb. At-Tawheed is the foundation, the asl, through which souls are purified, through which the one is able to purify the soul. At-Tawheed is the asl, the foundation. Al-Qaida Thaniya, Naam Mustafa.
Dua is the key to
Al-Dua, Miftah, the key, the absolute key that you can't get in. Without the key, it is the key of purification of the soul. Miftah, Zakatul Nufus. And Al-Qaida Al-Thalitha, Naam. Wa-Ma'inuha. The meaning? Somebody? Naam, Walid?
The source, the spring,
from which? Huh? From which the souls get, it's the source, that is the means of purification of the soul. Question number 3, memorize the ayah in 33rd surah, 21st ayah, in which Allah describes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as an excellent example to be followed. This is the ayah that all the people of Sunnah should memorize. Even if you're not a young person memorizing the Quran, even if you're an old person, even if you feel that I might not be able to memorize the whole Quran, but there are some ayats in the Quran that are critical for us, especially the people of Sunnah. This is one of them. Now, can we get an old person? Okay, Abdul Karim. He don't mind being old. Now.
يا رجل الله واليوم
ذكر الله كثيرا. نعم جزاك الله خير بارك الله فيكم. Somebody tell us the meaning of this ayah. لقد كان لكم يا شريف. Now, indeed, you have in the Messenger of Allah an excellent example, a model to be followed, yani for whoever believes in Allah in the last day. Huh? Whoever believes in Allah and has hope in meeting Allah in the last day and who remembers Allah much. The example is in the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is an ayah yani that we should yani try to read and reflect upon and recite and look into its meanings yani as much as we can. Yani, whoever has hope in Allah in the last day, and the example to be followed, the model, is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Question number 4, discuss Ibn Kathir rahimahullah's statement about this ayat, yani the very same ayat 33:21, as being an asul kabir, a great foundation. What did Ibn Kathir say concerning this? Who's that back there? I'm looking behind. You have your hand up? Somebody. Umar.
قال ابن كثير رحمه الله هذه الآية الكريمة أصل كبير في تأصي برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في أقواله وأفعاله وأحواله.
ما شاء الله من حفظ. جزاك الله خير. What is the meaning of this? Somebody. نعم وليد.
This noble verse, this tremendous verse of to
is Asul Kabir. This noble verse is Asul Kabir. A foundation, a great important foundation. Naam. In what matter?
To follow and emulate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Related to following and emulating the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In what? In his speech, his actions,
and in his conditions.
Naam. In every affair, in every affair. Naam. This is a very, Ibn Kathir, yani making this statement, rahimahullah, that this ayat is an asl kabir fi ta'assi bi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is making us to know the importance of this ayat. Yani every ayat in the Quran is the speech of Allah. However, there are certain ayats that are specific, that are particular, that are foundations for certain things, and those foundations we are in dire need to be, yani to know them, to be acquainted with them, and to understand them well. He's telling us this is an important ayat. It's an asl, a foundation, kabir, a great important foundation matter. Question number 5. How does Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah explain the reason for the revelation of Ayah 331? Yani Surah Ali Imran 31 Ayah. How does Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah explain the reason for the revelation of this Ayah? Ya Abdullah. Meaning of this ayat. Meaning of the statement about this ayat. Naam. Muhammad. Now, a people during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed, truly, certainly, surely we love our Rabb. So then, in reference to them saying that Allah revealed this ayat. Yani it now. Fadl. Now Allah is telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say
to mankind that indeed if you truly love Allah, then follow me and Allah will love you.
Now, say to mankind, he said, yani to these people and to whoever else it may be fitting. Yani say to them, if indeed you love Allah, then follow me. Yani the proof that you love Allah is in following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then Allah will love you. Allah will love you, and Allah will forgive your sins, and Allah is forgiving and merciful. Also, yani in the tafsir of Ibn Kathir, the statement of Hassan al-Basri, the way he narrated it. Anybody look at the way Al-Hafiz Ibn Kathir narrates the statement of Hassan al-Basri? Yani the wording is slightly different, the meaning is the same.
Allah
tried them. Allah tested them. Yani that a people claim that they love Allah. زَعْمَ قَوْمٌ أَنَّهُمْ يُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. They claim that they love Allah. فَبَتَلَاهُمُ اللَّهِ بِهَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. So Allah tested them with this ayat. He made it a test and a trial for them. You claim, the proof of your claim is in following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today we find, all of us, we're saying we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We love Allah, we love the Messenger of Allah. And the proof of the love of Allah is in following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So everyone can test theirself. There are plenty of people who don't have anything to do with following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are ba'id kullu bu'd. And they claim they love Allah. And they love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they don't follow anything. But we are the people of Sunnah. And we definitely claim that we love Allah and we love the Messenger. And sometimes we have also fallen short. We need to check ourselves and correct ourselves and fix this situation. The question number 6. Mention 3 things which a'immatu dalal, yani the imams of misguidance, which they claim as benefits of following their turuq munkara, yani their evil paths. What are 3 things that they claim a person will benefit from following these evil paths? Meaning, yani turuq, ways, manahij, yani thinking, ways of worshipping, aqeedah, that is munkara, that is rejected by the Quran and Sunnah, rejected by Islam, that they made up, that they invented, false ways. Now, they claim that it will, Abdul Haq? تزكي النفوس تهذب القلوب وتقوي الصلة بالله. And these are 3 things from amongst any others that the Shaykh said, from amongst many things that they claim, is that number 1, that following their invented, yani fabricated, innovated ways will be a means of purification of the souls, and it will be a means of polishing, yani refining the hearts, and it will be a means of strengthening the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, these are big claims. And if in fact these ways could, yani, produce any of this, then it would be worthy of following, right? But there's only one way that is for refining the hearts and purifying the souls and strengthening the connection with Allah, and that is the way, yani, the tariqah wahida, tariqah muhammadiyya, the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all other turuq, as-sufiyya and ghayra dhalik, all of it is falsehood that leads to an evil end and destruction. Question number 7. Discuss Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah's comparison between purification of the soul and healing the physical body. Between purification, comparison between purification of the soul and healing the physical body. Naam. Waleed.
Purifying the soul in actions in ways that the messengers didn't do in different ways is like a person who...
Purifying the souls in a way other than the way the messengers came is like a person who...
That they try to heal themselves with their own opinion.
They try to heal themselves without knowledge, by their own opinions.
Their own personal opinions, and to heal their bodies, not listening to the doctors, and not doing it through...
To heal their souls, yani, like the person who tries to heal sickness in the physical body without having knowledge of medicine. Then likewise, the purification of the souls without having knowledge of the revelation, yani, is the same, without following away the messengers. Naam, Abdul Haq. Abdan. Yani, that purification of the souls is much more difficult than the healing of physical bodies. It's much more difficult. So, yani, then if the person doesn't know how to heal their own body because they're not a doctor, then what about purification of the souls? Naam. And he said, further, فَمَنْ زَكَى.
Other than that, so it's like the one who is sick and wants to clear himself with his thinking,
with his own thinking,
compared to the knowledge
of the doctors. Now, and the meaning here is what? That he's stating that this purification of the soul is more difficult than healing the body. And we know that a person is not going to try to heal themselves. Most people will not try to heal themselves from sicknesses. unless they have some knowledge of medicine. And this is even more difficult than that. So the people who try to purify their souls by these means of seclusion, yani, and doing some kind of spiritual exercise that these people invented, and striving and exerting themselves in ways that people invented from the people of deviation, whoever tries to do this, this is like the one who tries to, yani, heal himself from sicknesses by his own opinion. But I think, I feel, perhaps this might work. And people who try that, usually they end up in a worse condition than the sickness that they originally started with. And I remember one brother, he tried to heal himself. He was in the house for 1 year from the damage that he did to himself from something that if he had went to the doctor, Allahu A'lam, yani, that would have been yani, more proper, that he should have gone to a doctor. But he thought he can heal himself, and he ended up yani, causing damage that kept him in the house. He couldn't get out and walk anymore for almost 1 year. And this was recently, not 20 or 30 years ago. And I don't want to mention names because probably a lot of people know the brother. But the point is, we're not trying to make him as an example. We're saying that this does happen, that people do try to treat themselves. And worse than that is the people who try to purify their souls without the knowledge of yani, that which Allah has revealed to the prophets and the messengers. And question number 8, memorize the hadith related to performing actions which have no basis in the deen of Allah. The hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, reported by Al-Imam Muslim. Hadith of Aisha Shu'ayb, na'am. The meaning of this hadith. Man amila amalan. Na'am, Muhammad. Whoever does an action that is not from this affair, meaning it's not from the Quran, Sunnah, not from the Sharia that Allah has revealed, then it will be, that action will be rejected. And there was another hadith also narrated from Aisha, reported by Naam. Naam, that hadith is reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. And the first hadith that the Shaykh mentions is reported by Imam Muslim. Man ahdatha fi amrina, huh? مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدٌّ. Yani whoever invents, innovates, makes up something new in this affair of ours that is not from it, then he will have it rejected. It will be rejected. It will not be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Final question to discuss the statement of Imam Sufyan ibn Uyayna, rahimahullah, concerning al-mizan al-akbar, which judges between truth and falsehood. Tremendous statement from Sufyan Ibn Uyayna, rahimahullah. Who memorized this statement? Naam, Musa. Who al-mizan al-akbar? Naam. What's the meaning of this? What's the meaning of this statement? Naam, Ibrahim. His character, his way, his life, his actions, his guidance. Naam, the Prophet ﷺ, he is al-mizan al-akbar. He is the scale, the measuring instrument through which things are weighed or measured or yani examined. So everything should be subjected to this yani means of measuring, weighing, examining. That is the Prophet ﷺ, his life, yani his ways, his actions, his guidance. And whatever is in agreement with that, then it is al-haq. And whatever is in opposition or contradiction to it, then it is falsehood. Absolutely. Now, okay, today, inshallah, bi-iznillahi ta'ala, we want to take al-qa'idah, al-khamisa. And I want to mention that these principles, the Shaykh, he has summarized them. He has summarized them to give, yani, just an idea of some of the important principles. Otherwise, this topic is a big topic. Scholars have written lengthy, detailed books concerning it. Many scholars have written about it. Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah has a book entitled Tazkiyat al-Nafs, and it contains a lot of important information. Here, though, what we have is a summary of some of the important principles. Al-Qa'ida al-Khamisa, al-Khamisatu, al-Qa'idatu al-Khamisatu, Tazkiyatu, al-Tazkiyatu, Takhliyatun wa Tahliyatun. Yani, al-Tazkiyatu, purification of the souls. It is two matters. Takhliya wa Tahliya. Takhliya and Tahliya. Here, yani, the Shaykh has summarized this principle in three words. Al-Tazkiya, purification, is two elements. Al-Takhliya, which is yani removing something, and tahliya, which is replacing it with something. Removing yani ills, sins, bad character, and adorning oneself with the opposite of it. Yani at-takhliya, it is the first step in the purification. Removing from oneself evil characteristics. Al-ma'asi, disobedience. Al-dhunub, sins. As-sayyi'at, evil actions. Al-atham, crimes and offenses. All of this, removing these things. And at-tahliya, it is the doing of at-ta'at, acts of obedience. Wal-qurubat, things that enable a person to become near to Allah. Wal-fada'il, yani virtuous deeds. Wal-hasanat, and good deeds, righteousness. Yani adorning oneself with these things. So the process of purification requires two important elements. Yani previously we mentioned, I'm just trying to like put us in my focus a little bit. Previously we mentioned that the foundation of tazkiyah is tawheed. That's the foundation. And the key that opens the way, that will enable a person to be successful, is dua. And the source of the purification itself is the Quran. And then, yani, the Shaykh mentioned the fourth principle which we discussed last week, and that is taking the Prophet ﷺ as an example. These are principles that we're all well aware of. People of Sunnah are well aware of Tawheed, Quran, Sunnah, and inshallah dua also. And these are fundamental things that we talk about all the time and that we hear all the time. But how often do we hear that in the process of purification there's a requirement of removing something and then replacing it with something else? Yani some of us, we entered into Islam, whether as new Muslims, people who just came to Islam from non-Muslim families, or some of us who are from Muslim families but we were not practicing Islam. Some of us came into Islam with whatever we had with us and we just started trying to practice Islam without first removing what we came with and then replacing it with that which is Islam. Yani the vessel that's filled with corruption and immorality and falsehood and yani sin, it has to be emptied first before it can be replaced with that which is good. And this is what we're talking about today. Yani takhliya, to remove whatever is there. And then tahliya, to adorn oneself, to replace those things that we remove with that which is good, that comes from al-Islam. The Shaykh, he says, he begins by saying, إِنَّ حَقِيقَةَ التَّزْكِيَةَ. The reality of a tazkiya is takhliyatu nafs awwalan. Yani to remove every type of ill, sin, corruption, deviation, vile behavior and characteristics, to remove that from the nafs, awwalan, first. بِتَطْهِيرِهَا عَنَ الرَّذَائِلِ وَالْمَعَاسِي وَالذُّنُوبِ. To remove, yani whatever was there that needs to be removed first, purifying the nafs from the low, vile, despicable characteristics and behaviors. Wal ma'asi, yani acts of disobedience. With dhunub, sins, removing those things, getting those things out of our life, changing our lives, yani, and then replacing it, yani, with, yani, then the, after that, thumma tahliyatuha, yani, then replacing it, adorning oneself, ba'd dhalik, after removing the filth and corruption, replacing it, بِفِعْلِ الطَّاعَاتِ وَالْقُرُبَاتِ, by doing acts of obedience and acts which bring one near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to read a few points, because maybe my memory won't serve me. Some of the things, I sat down and wrote once, a long time ago, but I went back and found it. Some of the things, it was as a means of helping people who are newly entering into Islam. I made a list of some of the things that we have to look at in ourselves to get rid of. And some of the things that we have to get rid of, for example, is foul language, yani cursing, immoral speech. Some Muslims amaze me when they talk and they use this foul language. It's almost unbelievable. How can a Muslim talk like this? And I said to one boy, Muslim, from a Muslim family, I said, do you talk in front of your mother like that? He said, no way, my mother will. And then he used another word. This is how it became to us. We have to remove this kind of speech from our lifestyle. Intoxicants of all kinds, gambling, smoking. Before all of that, a shirk, wal kufr, murder, qatl, riba, zina, yani in dealing in interests, fornication and adultery, pornography, listening to music of all kinds, looking at women on television, in a magazine, in the newspaper, not just in real life walking down the street, but even on television, even in the movies, even in the newspaper or the magazine. It's haram to be looking at these women that's not your wife or your sister or your mother, or that one which is mahram for you. Making images of living beings, of human beings, of animals, of birds, of insects, of fish. Making pictures of living beings, photographs, drawings, paintings, sculptures, haram. We have to get this out of our life. We have to get those things out of our homes. Stealing. Cheating. Cheating the kafir. Now, in business dealings. Lying. Slandering. Backbiting. And there are many more. I'm going to mention finally, one of the last things that I mentioned here is yani wasting times in doing things that are not pleasing to Allah. Wasting time, wasting our time in doing those things that are not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is something that many of us do. We waste a lot of time, whether it's watching television, listening to the radio, not television today, no, it's not television, it's what? It's video games. It's internet, Allahu musta'an. Wasting time in that which brings no benefit, rather cause harm. It destroys, it pollutes, it corrupts our souls. The first part of the process is takhliya. Takhliya to nafs awwalan. Yani removing from the nafs first those things that are yani evil, vile, sinful, corruption, pollution. By purifying the nafs from these things. ثُمَّ then after that, تَحْلِيَتُهَا then adorning the nafs. After that, by doing acts of obedience to Allah and things that bring one near to Allah. By virtuous behavior, by good deeds and righteous actions. And here the Shaykh, he mentions as a proof for this principle, كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى يعني قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى in Surah At-Tawbah, 9th Surah, 103rd Ayat, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً to تُطَحِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ يعني the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Prophet, take from their wealth, صَدَقَة. And some of the scholars here, they said it means, يعني الزكاة, obligatory charity. Because Allah is ordering the Prophet to take from the people that which he has a right to take from them. يعني by compulsion, the صَدَقَة. تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا so that you may, يعني, cleanse them from sins and corruption and wrongdoing and evil behavior and characteristics. وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ and that you may purify them through, by means of this sadaqah. وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ meaning, yani supplicate for them, pray for them. Naam, ask Allah for their forgiveness and the acceptance of their good. وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ Here, I want to just look quickly at the tafsir of Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'adi containing related to this particular ayah before I read what the Shaykh said. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'adi in his tafsir of this ayah, he says, تُطَحِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّهِمْ بِهَا, meaning, تُطَحِّرُهُمْ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ وَالْأَخْلَاقِ الرَّذِيلَةِ, yani that you purify them from sins, yani open, clear acts of disobedience to Allah, and the low, vile, despicable, evil characteristics, yani the character traits of evil and corruption and filth. وَتُزَكِّهِمْ, yani meaning increase them, yani in good through أخلاق الحسنة, by good character, وَعَمَالَ الصَّالِحَ, and righteous deeds. And here the Shaykh is making a comparison between, I mean he's showing us that the evil and the good is of more than one type. And from the good there's يعني أخلاق حسنة, there's good character, and there's أعمال صالحة, and there's righteous deeds. يعني there are acts of worship that are ritual acts of worship, like Salat and Zakat and Siyam and so on. And then there are also characteristics of goodness, like being truthful and honest and fair and compassionate and merciful. Yani these are characteristics of righteousness that are also necessary in order for a person to achieve tazkiyat al-nafs. Then he says, وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ يَعْنِي عُدْعُوا لَهُمْ, supplicate for them, for the believers in general, and especially for those who are bringing to you the zakat of their wealth. Especially for those, but the believers in general. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends this ayah by saying, Inna salataka sakanan lahum, and indeed your salat is a yani a means of tuma'nina, tranquility and comfort for their hearts. And it is a means of yani good news to them, that if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supplicates for them, they will expect only khair to come from this. He said, Wallahu Sami' al-Alim, and Allah is the one who hears your dua. Yani the hearing that is a hearing of acceptance and responding. And he is alim, he knows the conditions of his worshippers. He knows their intentions, and therefore he rewards every doer, every person who does an action for their deed, but in accordance with their niyyah as well. The Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'adi mentions from this ayat there are many benefits. From amongst them he said, in this ayat there's an indication that the abd, it is not possible for the human being to purify themselves, to clean themselves, unless they hatta yukhrij zakat malihi, until that person gives up his zakat. And this means that however much you pray in the masjid and read the Quran and fast, yani these, yani your praying in the masjid and reading Quran and fasting benefits you. But Allah intends that also, yani that you not just be salih fi nafsik, but that you be muslih li ghayrik. Yani that you not only attend to yourself, but you attend to the society. That you not only fulfill the rights of Allah, but the rights of the people that Allah has placed upon you. And from the rights of the people is the zakat. So those of us who have yani more than yani what is necessary, then zakat is a part of purification. Zakat is a necessary element of purification. Shaykh is saying here what? That you will not achieve tazkiyah with everything else that you do until you give the zakat. Also contained in this ayat is that it's mustahab to make for the imam or his, yani whoever he appoints in his place, to make dua for the people who give zakat, that Allah bless them. And this is incumbent upon the imam or whoever he appoints when the people give zakat, that the imam should pray for them. And that he should do it openly, so that the one who is giving zakat will hear it. And it will be a means of comfort for them. And also from this ayah, he said, we also get another meaning, and that is that it is incumbent to bring goodness, I mean to bring surur, happiness to the believers by gentle speech and by supplicating for them and whatever is like that. Meaning that, yani in general, we should try to speak kindly, gently to others, to the believers, to bring happiness to them and to bring joy to them and to put them at ease and whatever is similar to this, so that yani they will, yani their heart will be at rest with this. And it is also yani incumbent to encourage those who are giving charity and those who do good deeds of any type, to encourage them in their doing of deeds by supplicating for them and commending them for the good that they are doing. I think that the Sheikh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, he has brought a tremendous benefit here from this ayah that I don't think we will get if we are just reading the translation of it, or even if we're reading it in Arabic. We don't get it like that. So Sheikh Abdul Razak, Hafizahullah, he says, after mentioning this ayat, he says, he mentions the two parts of the ayat. He says, فَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى تُطَهِّرُهُمْ. Yani the saying of Allah in this ayat, yani take from their wealth sadaqah, تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. He said, تُطَهِّرُهُمْ فِي إِشَارَةٌ إِلَى مَقَامِ التَّخْلِيَةِ عَنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ بِتَطْهِيرِهِمْ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ. Yani that the first element in this ayat is the cleansing, tutahhiruhum. In this expression or in this word, there's an indication of the station of takhliya, yani the removal, yani the removing from the nafs, from the person, taking away from them, yani their evil actions, as sayyat, purifying them from their dhunub, their sins. Yani in this word, tutahhiruhum, yani, he said, it is an indication of this first principle of, this first part element of the fifth principle, that is at-takhliya. Tutahhiruhum, yani to remove from them their sins and their evil actions, their disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and evil characteristics. Wa qawluhu ta'ala wa tuzakkihim, and the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tuzakkihim, to purify them. He said, fihi isharatun ila maqam at-tahliya. بالفضائل والحسنات. Yani is an indication in this word of the station of tahliya. Yani after removing the evil characteristics and actions and behavior, adorning oneself with virtuous behavior and الحسنات, yani good deeds. وتقديم التطهير على التزكية من باب تقديم التخلية على التحلية. And giving precedence to the tathir, the cleansing, removing from the people of their sinful behavior and evil characteristics, giving precedence to the mention of tathir ahead of tazkiyah, yani tutahhiruhum, coming first before tuzakkihim, is from the perspective or from the angle or consideration of giving precedence to takhliyah over tahliyah. Yani takhliyah, removing the evil before, yani tahliyah, replacing it, yani adorning oneself with righteous behavior. So it is necessary for whoever wants to purify himself to depart, to separate first from al-dhunub wal-atham, from sins and acts of disobedience and crimes, yani against Allah and against the deen of Allah and against the people, the worshippers of Allah. To remove oneself, to depart from the sins and evil, corrupt behavior first. And then the Shaykh says, these dhunub and these atham allati tufsidu al-qalb wa tahjibu anhu nur al-hidayah wal-iman. And these are two matters that come as a result. These are two of the results of sin and disobedience and corruption and ill, vile, low, despicable behavior. That is, it causes corruption of the heart. تُفْسِدُ al-qalb. It corrupts the heart. وَتَحْجِبُ, and it also screens from the heart the light of guidance and iman. Yani it corrupts the heart and then it screens it, it shields it. Yani it prevents it from seeing the light of guidance and the light of iman. And here the Shaykh mentions a hadith that's reported in the Kutub al-Sunan and others besides them from Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And the narration he mentions here is from At-Tirmidhi. He said, كَمَا قَالَ نَبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا أَخْطَعَ خَطِيئَةً نُقِتَتْ فِي قَلْبِهِ نُقْتَةٌ سَوْدَاءُ. That indeed the abd, the worship of Allah, if he commits a sin, أَخْطَعَ خَطِيئَةً نُقِتَتْ فِي قَلْبِهِ نُقْتَةٌ سَوْدَى. Then a black spot, like a dot, like a speck of dirt, yani a black spot, نُقِتَتْ فِي قَلْبِهِ, will be placed upon his heart. A black spot appears upon his heart. فَإِذَا هُوَ نَزَعَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ وَتَابَ سُقِلَ, or سُقِلَ with صَاد. Yani in the hadith it came, was seen And in other narrations, it came with sad. And the meaning of suqila or suqila, it means the heart be cleansed, it be polished. It be polished. Yani, so if that person refrains, withdraws, restrains themselves, stops committing that sin that's bringing the black dots on the heart, if the person withdraws and refrains from such, wastaghfara, and seeks Allah forgiveness, wataba, and repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stops what they're doing, asks Allah's forgiveness, and repents. And know that istighfar and tawbah are not the same. Huh? Al-istighfar and tawbah are not the same. Al-istighfar means that a person says, Allahumma ighfirli, Rabbi ighfirli, yani, oh Allah, forgive me. But tawbah requires that a person has to stop what they are doing. And they have to feel remorse for what they are doing. And they have to make firm resolve not to go back to it again. And that's a little bit different than just saying, Allahumma ighfirli. Because if a person says, Allahumma ighfirli, Allah may forgive them. It's very likely, if they are sincere in that supplication, Allah may forgive them. But what is greater than that is that the person stops what they're doing of that sinful behavior. And that they express, they recognize, they consciously think about what they have done and feel remorse for it. And then make firm resolve not to go back to it. And this is much greater. The Prophet ﷺ said that if a person refrains and abstains and withdraws from their sinful behavior and seeks Allah's forgiveness and repents, then their heart will be cleaned. It will be cleansed. It will be polished. Yani, the heart will be polished in such a way that whatever stains are upon it will be removed. Which shows the importance of istighfar and tawbah. That we have to attend to ourselves. Yani, the human being is sinful. Kulli bani adam khatta'un. Every human being commits sins. But the best of those who commit sins are the tawwabun, those who repent frequently. So if the person, yani, who commits that sin and the black spot appears on their heart, if they withdraw from it, abstain from it, seek forgiveness and repent, then their heart will be cleaned. It will be polished from that condition. Here, I just want to mention that this narration, as I said, it came with the letter seen, sukila. Yani, فَإِذَا هُوَ النَّزَى وَاسْتَغْفَرَ وَتَابَ سُكِلَ وَالسِّين سُكِلَ قَلْبُهُ قَلْبُهُ And then, yani, the Prophet ﷺ said, وَإِنْ عَادَ زِيدَ فِيهَا حَتَّى تَعْلُوَ قَلْبَهُ But if he goes back to committing sins again, then the black spots will be increased upon his heart until they may completely cover his heart. From the kathratu al-dhunub. وَهُوَ الرَّانُ الَّذِي ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ And it is the ran, yani it is the covering of the heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in his saying, كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yani, nay, but on their hearts is the ran, which they used to earn, yani the covering, the black spots that covers their heart from what they used to do of sins and corruption and disobedience and evil behavior. And At-Tirmidhi, when he narrated this hadith, he said, وَهَذَا حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ صَحِيحٌ And this is a good and authentic hadith. In the narration of Ibn Majah, also from Abu Huraira, he said that the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ إِذَا أَذْنَبَ That indeed the believer, إِذَا أَذْنَبَ يعني إِذَا أَخْطَعَ خَطِيَةً In the first narration, he said, إِذَا أَذْنَبَ So it became clear that أَخْطَعَ خَطِيَةً It means أَذْنَبَ To commit a sin. كَانَتْ نُقْتَةٌ سَوْدَاعُ فِي قَلْبِهِ Then there will be a black spot appearing upon his heart. فَإِنْتَابَ وَنَزَعَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ سُقِلَ سُقِلَ قَلْبُهُ And here, there's almost the same wording, but he said, if he repents, and he refrains, and he seeks forgiveness, سُقِلَ قَلْبُهُ And here, this is why we said that the meaning of this word in the narration that we have in front of us, سُقِلَ, is also with صَاد, and the meaning of it is clear there, that it means to cleanse, to clean, to polish the heart, to remove it, to remove from it the stains that are upon it from sin. فَإِنْ زَادَ زَادَتْ وَذَلِكَ الرَّانَ To the end of the hadith, same meaning. There's another hadith that I want to mention that's narrated in the Muwatta of Imam Malik from Abdul ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. He said, "Kana yaqulu," yani he used to say, "Kana yaqulu, la yazalu al-abdu yakdhibu wa tunkatu fi qalbihi nuqtatun sawda'u." Yani Abdul ibn Mas'ud, he used to say that a person will continue to lie until yani black spots will be placed upon his heart. Hatta yaswadda qalbuhu kulluhu, until his entire heart became black. Fayuktabu indallahi min al-kadhibin, and then he will be written and recorded with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as one of the liars. Yani, and the benefit of this statement of Abdul Masud radiallahu anhu is that yani he came more specific that one of the great sins that cause black spots upon the heart is lying. And we say that lying and similar to it is slandering, because it's a type of lie and backbiting. Though it may be the truth, backbiting. Though you're telling the truth about somebody by something that they don't want to be said about them. That all of this is from the things that are acts of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that yani earned his displeasure. So the Shaykh, he says here, after this, after mentioning this hadith, he says, ثُمَّ يُجَاهِدُ, yani after the person who has committed a sin, who is aware and who is conscious that the heart is, yani there will appear upon his heart a black spot, and that it could cover the heart, and it could yani prevent the heart from seeing the light of guidance and from receiving iman. The person who knows this, then that person will withdraw. That person will seek forgiveness and repent. But after this, the Shaykh says, ثُمَّ يُجَاهِدُ نَفْسَهُ. And he doesn't suffice with repentance and seeking forgiveness. ثُمَّ يُجَاهِدُ نَفْسَهُ عَلَى الْإِسْتِكْثَارِ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ الَّتِي تَزْكُ بِهَا نَفْسُهُ. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. In Surah Al-Ankabut, 29th Surah, 69th Ayat. Yani the Shaykh says, then after this, yani repentance from the sins that we committed, then it is incumbent upon a person yani to strive and to struggle against theirself, yani to make every effort to increase, to do an abundance of salihat, of righteous deeds, through which the nafs is purified. Yani removing sinful behavior and then replacing it with good behavior. And this is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, those who strive in the ways in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, then we will guide them to our ways. And indeed, Allah is with the muhsineen. Allah is with those people who do good. Concerning this ayat, Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimahullah says, "Yani waladina jahadu fina," that this means the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions first and foremost, and then whoever follows them until Yawm al-Din. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, he says concerning these words, he said, they are those who migrated in the way of Allah, and those who fought in the way of Allah against the enemies, and those who exerted themselves in seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَنَحْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, we will guide them to our ways. Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir says that we will help them, we will support them, we will give them victory, yani in being able to follow the ways of righteousness in this world and in the next life. And Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di says, yani لَنَحْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, meaning the ways, the turuq, that lead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is because they are, yani, because they are the doers of good, the muhsinun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed the ayah by saying, and indeed, Allah is with the muhsinun. Yani the Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di says, bil'aun wa nasr wal hidayah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being with them means that Allah will help them, Allah will support them, and Allah will grant them guidance. After this, the Shaykh, he mentioned the statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. And today we started reading on what page? Page 23 in Arabic? Page 23. And in English? Page 23? MashaAllah. So here, yani, the Shaykh, he quotes two things. One from Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah and the other one from Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di. In the English translation of the book, in my copy at least, let me see your copy, the last page is almost empty. And that's because either they didn't translate the end of what he said, or the printer didn't print it. Allahu A'lam, I don't know which one. But in any case, the empty page is because something is missing. So, yani, the last thing that he says The last thing that he says is from Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he says, فَالتَّزْكِيَةُ وَإِنْ كَانَ أَصْلُهَا النَّمَاءُ وَالْبَرَكَةُ وَزِيَادَةُ الْخَيْرِ فَإِنَّمَا تَحْصُلُ بِإِزَالَةِ الشَّرِّ فَلِهَذَا صَارَ التَّزَكِّي يَجْمَعُ هَذَا وَهَذَا. Yani Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he's summarizing this affair by saying, التَّزْكِيَة, the purification of the souls, even though the asl of tazkiyah is nama, yani growth or increase, and baraka, yani the asl of tazkiyah is increase, yani that something increases, it grows, baraka, wa ziyadatul khair, an increase in good. He said that's the asl of tazkiyah. However, fa'innama tahsulu, but it is achieved, it is realized by izalat al-shar, by first removing evil. First, by removing evil. So even though the asl, the origin of the matter, is the increase, but yet that increase doesn't take place, increase in khair, it doesn't take place until the removal of evil. And for this reason, the act of purification, it combines hadha wa hadha. Yani izalat al-shar wal istighfar min al-khair, al-salihat, al-ta'at, al-kurubat. So, yani, the purification process requires both of these things, the removal of evil and, yani, the increase in doing righteous deeds and acts of obedience. And this is the end of what is mentioned in the English translation. And the final paragraph that the Shaykh mentions, which is, for some reason deleted from the English translation, قال ابن سعدي, يعني شيخ عبد الرحمن السعدي, رحمه الله, عند قوله, it should be in the قول الله تعالى. يعني شيخ عبد الرحمن السعدي says, at the mention of the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بَلِ اللَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءَ, that rather Allah is the one who purifies whomever He wills. He said, يَعْنِي أَيْ بِالْإِيمَانِ وَالْعَمِلِ الصَّالِحِ بِالتَّخَلِّي عَنَ الْأَخْلَاقِ الرَّذِيلَةِ وَتَحَلِّي بِالصِّفَاتِ الْجَمِيلَةِ. يعني the Shaykh Abdul Rahman As-Sa'di, he says concerning the ayat, rather it is Allah who purifies whomever He wills, meaning He purifies them by iman and righteous deeds. He purifies them by iman and by righteous deeds. بِالتَّخَلِّي, yani by the process of first removing, تَخَلِّي عَنَ الْأَخْلَاقَ الرَّذِيلَةِ, removing, yani vile, despicable, low, yani, characteristics, yani, actions and behavior, watahalli, and then adorning oneself with the sifat al-jamila, beautiful characteristics, yani, of honesty and truthfulness and charity and mercy and forgiveness and compassion, and the other, yani, things that are well known to us, the acts of worship, prayer and charity and fasting and hajj, and whatever else Islam requires of us. And this is the end of what the Shaykh said. And we stop here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If there's any question or any clarification from what we talked about tonight, now.